soul. They say that you remember tragic things that take place in your life. 18 months old, I'll never forget walking into the utility room where my grandmother, my dad's mother, was. She was frying, if I'm not mistaken, it was either fish or shrimp that she was frying. And the utility was detached from the main part of the house. It was where Mom and Dad had their freezer. They had their washer and dryer. And then you would climb a couple steps into the home. And I remember 18 months old. My grandmother had that pot of oil that was plugged into the receptacle behind the freezer. And she had that pot of oil that was setting there on top of the freezer. And it was heating up. And she had just dropped some fresh shrimp or fish. I can't remember what it was. Inside that pot. And she walked out and she said, "Now, Kim, don't touch that." And, you know, there's something about a child. You tell them not to do something, they're going to do it.
Right.
I mean, that's like giving them permission to do it.
Yeah.
So she walked into the house, and I'm 18 months old. I've got little cowboy boots on that my mom and dad had bought me with my socks on. And about that time, grandmother came out of the house and was walking down the steps. And as she stepped into the utility room, I reached up. She was there to see as I reached up, but I grabbed a hold of that cord. And I jerked it, and when I jerked it, it tumbled over and it fell on the freezer, and then it ran off of the freezer down into my boots and filled up my little cowboy boots. Today, to this day, it's 53 years later, but Brother Newman, I still carry in my body, I still carry on my left foot the scars of something that happened to me at 18 months old. I could relive it right now. It's almost like it happened yesterday. I remember it so vividly. I can't remember the days after. I can't remember the days before. But I remember that particular day because it left a scar upon my life. Can I tell someone today that what we're really needing is to try to get away from the scars? And what we're really after is to try to separate ourselves from the hurt and the pain of our past. Can I preach to you today that God has come into this service? And what God wants to do is He wants to give you an address change today. He wants to change where you used to be saved.
You have no direction.
Hallelujah.
In the Word of God, we see where that the Word of God gives us cycles of life. Cycles of life. You know, a lot of times we look at life in general and we say, you know, it looks like that I'm on a merry-go-round. I'm just going round and round and round. It seems as if it never stops. Can I tell you that that's almost how life is? It's like a merry-go-round. It never stops. We go through, matter of fact, David even mentions about the cycles of life. We go through cycles in our life. David tells us in our scripture reading this morning, 22:1 of Psalms, David tells us that the first cycle of life is trouble. And I tell you today, we've got trouble on every side.
Yeah.
We've got trouble on every side.
Sure. Sure.
Matter of fact, if we would have read the news before we came to church today, we would have seen, and Brother Josh talked about it a few minutes ago. He talked about how there was a hurricane, a storm that was going into Florida. It's already torn up the Caribbean islands. It's already tore up some other places, Puerto Rico and Cuba and stuff. Already tore those places up. But now it's a Category 5, and it's going into the southern part of Florida. And it's going all the way up from all the way from the stem to the stern of Florida, from the bottom to the top. And then it's going on up into Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee. And the trouble that it's going to cause. 8 million people, 9 million people evacuated. 9 million people that have been stuck on Interstate 75 and Interstate 95 and Interstate 4 trying to find their way out. You know what they were wanting to do? They were changing their seat, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
They were changing their location.
Yeah.
They were changing where they were at. Let me tell you today, you may have trouble on every side. You may have trouble on your job. You may have trouble at home. You may have trouble with your companion. You may have trouble. And you may think that it's just a cycle that you're going to go through. And it's going to be here for a little bit. It's going to be gone. But David began to look. And he looked at his trouble. And he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? Why are you so far from the words of my mouth? He said, I cry in the daytime and you don't hear me. At night, I'm not solid. In other words, at night, I'm still crying about what happened during the day. I'm trying to get your attention. It doesn't seem like you're anywhere to be found. Can I preach today that this may be where you are right now? But you're looking at a red-faced preacher today. I do not believe that that's where you have to stay. But I believe God has walked into this sanctuary today. He's come to change your situation.
Hallelujah.
The first cycle of life.
Yes.
Life cycle begins the trouble.
Uh-huh.
Begins the trouble. The second cycle that David talked about is in the 23rd verse, or the 23rd chapter in the first verse. That second cycle of life is called trust. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yes, sir.
Somewhere walking through our valleys and our times of trouble, we have got to learn to trust in God.
Yeah.
We've got to know that God is perfect, that God is sovereign, that God doesn't make any mistakes. We've got to know that God can and that He will take care of us.
Yes,
and we know that God can and He will take care of us. Then we understand that we've got to put our trust in He said, but there's another cycle.
Uh-huh.
It's called trust. It's called trust. The third cycle of life that David talked about in Psalms 24 and 1. You find that trouble brings about trust. Trust in God always brings about the third cycle, and that is triumph. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. What David was saying is that everything is God's.
Amen.
Everything is God's.
Everything.
Can I tell us today that we find individuals much like you and I in the Word of God who experience problems just like you and I experience. Matter of fact, they had trouble in their lives, but they learned to trust in God.
Right, right.
And when they learned to trust in God, it brought about a triumphant song that they could sing. I'm talking about trouble. I'm talking about trust. And I'm talking about triumph. You might have begun with trouble, but you don't stay there. You might have begun with trouble, but it leads you to trust in God. And the trust in God brings about a triumph in your life. Let me tell somebody that's down in the day. You may be down right now, but you don't have to stay there.